Okay. Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amitroff on the Creation Light Shift. So we're here to have another wonderful program. And we'll start off with an emotional clearing for people. Today's the middle of the week. And this show is live today. Most of them are live. And it's Wednesday, July 21st. So if we do any clearings online here, they'll also work on the archives in case you happen to be surfing the archives. We have quite a few of them out there. I know we have well over 500 archives. I imagine it could be getting close to 600 by now. But here we go. Emotional clearing. So think of an issue that you dealt with. Maybe you got upset with somebody for some reason that may have seemed valid to you, or they got upset with you. And you have that energy on you, okay? Which could also be a cording. So you want to get that off of you. So here we go. In fact, let's do a cording clearing too, since I brought that up. So if you're new to the program or don't know anything about cordings, when anybody thinks of you, says bad things about you or whatever, even good things, they put out an energetic psychic cord to you. This is mind energy connecting to you. Now, the mind energy doesn't necessarily connect to your mind. It's their mind shooting you with like an arrow, and that attacks your body someplace. And the more so, it's kind of like they connect to you, just like your garden hose connects to the faucet. Then they start pulling energy off of you. So even if they do it one time and they bring energy to you, which could be a negative thought, so in a sense they're giving you like poison to your body, then that could still remain for quite a while. So you want to get these cords off of you. So here we go. Let's do an emotional clearing. And think of an issue the last few days. And we're going to take away the charge on that. Okay, here we go. So I'll count to 10 to release the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now, naturally, there's probably a cord attached to that, too. And it could even be you sending out somebody a cord. Okay? Maybe you got angry with somebody. So when you think about that person, right now you're probably not going to be able to interfere with their life. But before, you know, a couple of minutes ago, when you thought about them, maybe you still got upset. Well, each time you get upset, you're bringing them into your room, and also you're connecting an energetic cord to them. So here we go. I'll take away the cord and energy, and this could work both ways. One's that they connected to you, and one's that you connected to them. And once a cord is made, it's a two-way street. It's not just one direction. So energy flows between you and that person. And this is why you may get somebody's thoughts coming to you, or you think of the person out of nowhere. It's because they connected to you. So here we go, taking away these cords. This is cords that you sent to somebody, either in love or anger. Makes no difference. It still should not be done. It's a psychic link. Here we go. Take that away. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll get that other person that sent you something. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And if you'd like to call in today and ask questions, you can. It'd be wonderful to get people online here talking. One of our shows, we had probably about half a dozen or so callers call in, so that was wonderful. And I will say this coming Friday, after the VBS Station 2 program, which ends at basically around 8 o'clock, we'll be having our Q&A session, and I'll give you that phone number right now, and I'll also repeat it at the end of the show. So it's 646. I'm probably too fast for most people, so I'll But here it is, 646-519-5800, and the PIN number is 9009. It's the same numbers that we had before. Maybe somebody could just enter that on the fast chat here. So you want to probably get on that call. It was quite interesting last week, and it's just mainly to inform people about what's happening and to talk about the light ship. And I really like, you know, new people to come on too, who just found out about the light ship. They don't know what it's about. They're kind of confused maybe. What we're talking about is contrary to basically all your beliefs that you were taught in this lifetime. And you're wondering why you're listening, because you see some truth in it, but you don't understand it too much because it's not going mainstream. So remember, we're on VBS Radio, and this is not mainstream. So let's see if Sylvia's out there, our co-host. So are you out there, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm here, and hello, and welcome, everyone. So we are here on Wednesday night, and this is the 22nd of July, if you're listening live, or 21st, I'm sorry. And if you're listening later on, when this is an archive, which you can access in the archive section of BBS, then like Ron was saying, you can still receive the benefits of the healings and clearings and things that he's done, like the cording release that Ron just did. So we invite you to become a member of the archives. I think there's a small monthly fee to do that. You can check that out on the BBS homepage. And that's a wonderful way to listen to other shows. I think there are over something like 500 now archives for the Creation Lightship radio program, and that is a very good way to learn more about the Creation Lightship and about the healings that Ron does. So as far as tonight goes, like Ron said, if you'd like to call in, we would love to have callers tonight with their live questions for Ron or requests. And I'm going to read the number to call in just a moment. So if you have a pen and you want to jot this down, we would welcome you to call in. And also, if you can't call, you can, like maybe if you're on dial-up and you can't call in live without losing your connection, then you can use the Fast Chat. And the Fast Chat, you just click on the little link that says BBS Fast Chat that's on our page or on the BBS page, and you can enter a question in that way. So if you want to call, the phone number is 888-815-9756. I believe that's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada, 888-815-9756. So we hope to have some callers on tonight and some questions. And while we're waiting for someone to call, Ron, I see that we have a question on the Fast Chat about how we can protect ourselves and permanently close off access to all entities from invading and possessing our thoughts and consciousness.
Oh, boy, that's a big one.
That's a tall order.
Wow.
On this planet.
Wow. Okay. Well, like I always say, you know, the first thing is to get fully in your body so they can't come in. So that's the main one. Now, for the people who are not fully in their body, how do these things come to you? Let's just use that term, okay? You know, you're just a regular person, and all of a sudden maybe you hear voices in your head. Maybe you feel these things coming to you as an addiction because they want to experience something maybe that you're addicted to, and they really come on board and, you know, in you. To experience that. So the first thing is, if you're not in your body all the way, which probably nobody on the planet is, so we'll forget about that. No, that's your only protection. All right, here we have a caller, but I'll continue on. So you can just hang on maybe a minute or two, caller. That'd be wonderful. So the thing is to figure out, remember, your spirit normally does not talk inside of your head. It can do it off and on, but normally not. It has to be in your heart. So what you're hearing in your head is going to be probably an entity. And that entity, we'll just say, let's just say you're a woman and, or maybe a man, but I think women do this more than men. You go into the shopping mall and all of a sudden, you are walking by a shoe store and you see the word sale on the front of their windows or something, and all of a sudden, you get hooked and you walk in that door. Well, what actually happened? The entities that were probably hanging outside the shoe store, well, what a way to get business, huh? So if you own a shoe store, if you want to listen to this here, you want to call the entities around to bring people into your store. I shouldn't say that, but this is what happens. Maybe they're doing that anyway. Maybe they're putting a hex or spell on people, you know, as they come walk by the store. But anyway, so you're walking by the store, and you have this tendency to buy shoes. So you read the sign. Now, the entity is already with you that's in your body that want to buy shoes, that have bought shoes, you know, using your body to get that in the past, now want to see what's on sale. So let's say you have like 20 of those that really like to buy different types of shoes. So they somehow, in a sense, steer your body some way to walk through that door. Now, maybe there's a couple hundred entities outside that goes, oh, man, we can buy some shoes now. So they hop on board, too, because you're now walking into that store to buy shoes. And they may want to buy their own particular style. Maybe you have some entities that maybe are 50 years old and they want to buy a certain type of shoe. Maybe they don't sell it there, so they kind of are discouraged. But you may have some newer ones that maybe just died earlier, you know, in the last maybe 10 years. Remember, these are ghosts, emotional bodies of people who died. And maybe you pick up some teenager entities, and all of a sudden they want to buy, you know, the new current shoes, and you're older, and you end up buying these shoes that are for a younger person, typically, and you're an older person, you look kind of goofy in them, you know? So something like that. But anyway, this is what happens. So the shoe store is, you know, what you're addicted to, and you really don't really want to buy them because maybe your credit card is maxed out, but, you know, you're only spending another $60, $70 for a pair of shoes or something like that. And maybe you see another one. Maybe they got a half-price sale on another particular style. So you walk out of there spending $150, getting maybe four pair of shoes, and you feel, man, I got a good bargain here. Well, when you go home, you find out that you have no place to put them because your closet's full of shoes. So now you have to go to one of those TV commercials, you know, where they sell these special shoe racks, you know. And so that's another thing. And those entities see that and go, wow, we got to buy this for our 100 pair of shoes. So this is what happens with entities. They come in and they talk to you in your head. So how do you get rid of those things? You can't stay away from the shopping malls, naturally, and they're always with you. So you want to just pick something that you're addicted to, and you want to tell them to leave. Have your spirit kick them out of your body. So that's the first thing. And that's the best thing to do is to pick and look at all of your issues that you're dealing with. And you probably have entities in there that are controlling you to have that. So hopefully that helps you out. Like I said, if you're 100% in your body, there's no space for them to come into you. But that's the easiest way is to get them out of your body with what you see in yourself that you don't like, maybe spending habits, because that's probably how they're going to come in, because you have to spend something, you have to get something in your life that they want to have. And so, you know, unless it's free, you know, but typically it'll probably cost money. So this is what I'd suggest is just start kicking them out of you, find out what you have, what your problems are, maybe what your addictions are, what you're planning to be buying next. And look at it. You know, you probably all have out there something that you're planning to buy, you know, the special purchase. And look at it now and say, man, do I need this? Well, you may need it, but maybe you don't really need it because the entities want you to have it. You know, let's just say that it's summertime now, and what could I use for an example here for the summertime? Let's just say that people out there may go fishing, okay, because normally summertime, you know, might mean going out on a boat possibly, or maybe you're hiking. And so all of a sudden you decide that what you had last year, like maybe a bathing suit or something, is out of fashion and it fits you perfectly. So now you have to go out and buy a new bathing suit because what you have now might look a little foolish on the beach because nobody's wearing that. Maybe you bought one that was maybe in style that maybe had polka dots on it, we'll say, right? And that was used for a year or two, and now all of a sudden they have stripes. So you don't want to show up on the beach having polka dots because everybody's looking at you and say, oh, this person can't afford a new bathing suit. They're living in the past. Well, that's the entities, too, talking to them to buy the new one. And also talking to you to get rid of the old one. And maybe the old one is much better. So, you have to look at it to see what your buying habits are. So that's how I would approach this here. What are you buying? What do you need? Because really, all you're doing is getting stuff to fill a need for something. Remember, when you have your spirit with you and your twin flame, a lot of that stuff vanishes from you. So you have to look at it. What are they making you do as an addiction? And have your spirit kick it out. Get a pencil, paper, and make a list and just see where you are. So I guess I'll turn it back over to Sylvia. And I heard a beep, so caller, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
How can I help you? Sound great tonight.
I am so much better. I have been checking into your website, and I have been doing much of the work that you've been asking someone to do that wants to set themselves free and house their own spirit. I need some help with my kidneys tonight. They have been bothering me for years.
Okay, just a question. Have you been on the our calls on Sundays, our new intensive for this month?
No, are you going to have another one? I had to miss that because of family obligation.
Yeah, we're having two more, two back-to-back Sundays coming up, this Sunday and next Sunday.
Okay.
And they're both eight-hour calls. So what I'm going to do is look at your kidneys here, and we'll just do a sample. This will work for everybody else listening. And we'll see if we have any alien parasitic life forms there, okay?
Okay.
We'll just try that first of all here. So looking at that, let me think here what goes into the kidneys here. These are more like little worm or snake energies, okay? So
mm-hmm.
I'm not just saying that you have this, but this is kind of where they are. So let's first take out some worms. And these are energetic, so they're not necessarily physical. So here we go. So I'll count to 10 to get some of these released. And we'll be on the light ship right now momentarily in quarantine to get these out of us. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, more worms. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now I'm going to do the snake energies. Here they go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That one I'm feeling more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So if you're feeling anything here, you don't have to be on the call physically. You can be on it absentee. It works just as well. You know, and it's an 8-hour call, so some people don't have that much time, you know, especially on one day, but, you know, if you can come on this call, you know, absentee, I would do that. So how do you feel? What energy seemed to have the most effect, if anything, on you? It could have been nothing,
of
too.
Course,
so I'll just ask. I felt a lot with snakes, but it could have been everybody else listening, too.
I felt snake energy just bad and leaving good.
So was the snakes more potent than the worms?
More snake than anything. I felt an immediate change when you withdrew on the snake.
Okay, let me do one more here and look here, see what else could be in there. They're showing me like little stars. They're not necessarily, looks like a bottle cap, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a bottle cap type of alien life form, probably has speed on the bottom of it. So let's take these out, see what happens. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, how did those feel for you?
Much better.
Okay, so this is what we do on Sundays, and we're in quarantine doing this here. What happens is where these life forms are, they can't go into the light ship for healing, so we have to do it in quarantine. And in the quarantine room, we're outside the light ship, and they look for our physical body parts that's been stolen by the darkness in parallel lifetimes, and they look for our spirit. And so that's kind of what they do, and then we get rid of these things. So a lot of these things that we have, these critters, are kind of unexplained, okay? And We don't know what they are typically, unless you stumble upon the website here and you happen to clear them out. What I do also have, if you're interested in some more sample clearings like this here,
okay.
On the top of the website, there's a green box in the very center top. You can click on that. There's some radio shows there. There's two of them that deal with this on BBS from a couple of years back. And you can do that. You can also go on if you want to hear, peel the samples. And then for $30 a month, you can go on the Alien Attack, what's it called? Alien Attack Removal. And on there, there's all kinds of energies, and one of those is parasitic life forms, which is what we're dealing with here. And you can go on there, and the timer can go up to 8 hours, so you're able to be protected at night, and also maybe just do a really long clearing to clear yourself out. So this is kind of what a lot of people are doing, is getting on that one particular page. But if you want to have more work done, then we have the special that we have 8 hours on for the next two Sundays. And then you get a free clearing also, which is the alien blood barcode when you're on this call. And that will last you for about 3 weeks now.
Wow.
And that normally is $100. So you get a free $100 clearing.
Wonderful.
So anyway, that's what we're doing. I'll see if anybody else, maybe somebody could call in and maybe describe what they felt on the 8-hour calls, if that works for anybody out there. Also, you may want to tune in on Friday on our Q&A night. I'll give you that phone number here again for everybody. It'll be at 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time after the Station 2 on BBS, our program, which is an hour long. So that phone number is 646-519-5800, and they'll prompt you for a PIN number, and that's 9009, then the pound sign. And I think the last call we're on for a long time, 2.5 hours, which is pretty long. Normally I like to keep it, an hour probably minimum, hour and a half max typically, but we got into a lot of topics, I guess, and things. So anyway, that's a good show to listen to, too. It's a continuation of our Friday night show, in a sense, and people can ask questions about the light ship. So it sounds like to me you may want to at least do the $30 one, if not, get on the other ones and do the 8-hour calls, and we can do it absentee, too, for you if you wish, and other people.
Okay.
Thank you so
much.
How do you feel right now just having those three samples?
Those three samples are highly effective, and it feels, when I called you, it felt as if there was someone, as if my kidneys were on fire and they were burning, and they're cool and they're calm and they're working.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Thank you.
And once these leave you, they're normally gone, okay? So the light chip will look for the parts of you that are missing. And it will, we'll just keep going and getting rid of things from the darkness until they find the parts of you. So the clearing, still continues for a while. And so this is the way it works. On the 8-hour call, you're on the light ship in quarantine throughout the call sequence. So it'll be typically, if you signed up and got on this Sunday's call, you'd probably be on the light ship for about 3 weeks continuous. You can't request healing, normal clearing, but you can, but they will be working with you in quarantine to bring yourself back into wholeness. So this is what they do.
Wow. Thank you.
So, and we've had these calls for quite a while. Unfortunately, we have to keep continuing these calls because there's so much wrong with us. But I'm sure the people out there that have been on them definitely know the benefit because they still come on them. And it's kind of an ongoing thing. But you feel better. A lot of people have lost physical weight. They feel happier. Their body, shrinks a little bit because these things do take up space, even though they are energetic. One person said they lost, a lady, I think she said she lost two dress sizes or something.
Wow.
But everybody's different, but you do feel better, and you feel energized. And like I said, if anybody wants to call in and just talk about the Sunday call, or maybe even the new clearing, which is the alien blood barcode clearing that stuff, that would be wonderful too. So anyway,
wow.
thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a good evening. And
hey,
I'm looking forward to the rest of your show.
And what state are you calling from?
I'm calling from Chicago.
Okay, great.
And totally appreciate what you've done, and have a pleasant evening.
Okay, thank you so much.
Love and light. Bye.
Okay. So, back to you, Sylvia. Let's see if any other callers want to call in here.
Okay, great. Well, we had a request from a couple of people, I think, for emotional clearing and the feeling body clearing.
Okay, so... Hey, let's get an emotional one. We have a caller on. Let me. We'll get to the caller in a minute here, I guess. I heard a beep there. So, feeling. Okay, so emotional body. Here we go. So, think of an issue. We did that when we first got on here. So, think of an issue now. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and now we'll do like the flip side of the coin. The feeling body. Remember, you may not use the feeling body. You may just be an emotional person. So a feeling body is somebody who needs to know more of about a situation, typically, or the person has their emotional body completely overfilled, it's flowing over, and then it goes into the feelings. So the difference is that an emotional person will say they put their finger, you know, over the flame on the stove, and the body jerks back as a reaction, and you go, wow, that's not good. It kind of hurts, but I won't do that again. Been there, done that, okay? So that's the emotional type person. Now, a feeling person, same process goes on, and all of a sudden they go, oh, geez, I burnt my finger, and oh, man, I got to do this and that with it, and you know, and it really hurts, and now I got a blister, and I can't touch it, and I can't use my finger for the next week, and they go on and on and on. That's a feeling person, because they're really getting into the situation with their feelings, okay? So if you use the word feeling in your life, then you are typically a feeling person. So that would be a person who says, you know, you really hurt my feelings. I feel bad today. I feel upset. I feel good. Something like that, you know? So if you have the word feeling in your vocabulary, then you're a feeling person, which typically would mean that your emotional body is trashed. So you want to do first the emotional clearing whole lifetime, and then you do the whole lifetime feeling body after that. Two different bodies, because you want to get out of these energies. You want to get out of the negativity and the drama and trauma, because these bodies will keep recycling your stuff. So there we go. So I think we have a caller on. We'll see here. Anybody out there? Oh, I've got to do the feeling clearing again. No, I'll do it again for people. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. Okay, Sylvia, back to you, I guess.
Okay, well, we have some questions on the fast chat, and one was, how do we keep entities away from us if we have an open wound?
Ah. Yeah, they'll come in through pain. As long as you have pain, they're going to come into you. Yet they just keep releasing them because they're looking for a host. So there's really no way to maybe psychically or energetically that I know of to do that. You could try the clearing that is for the auric field protection. That may work for you. I'm going to be putting up a new clearing, which is for skin healing so that your skin will have protection around it. So anytime you've ever had a skin problem or something happening to your skin, a cut or a wound or a blemish or something, a tattoo, an incision, anything that dealt with being spanked, anything that harmed your skin, you know, this clearing should help you. This keeps the orbs from coming into you. I heard a caller out there, so anybody out there?
Hi, Ron. It's Marianne.
Hi, Marianne.
Hi. I just wanted to ask you a quick question. If there are any other Windows 7 users, I'm not able to talk to anyone on the fast chat. It's giving me the cookies deactivated thing. Anyway, what I wanted to ask was, I noticed there are several new clearings coming up, and some of the passwords have changed, being kind of an old-timer. I have unlimiteds on some of those. May I just write you an email about which clearings I have so I can get the updated passwords for the unlimited ones?
Yeah.
And can anyone else who may be experiencing that also request any ones that have changed?
Yeah, I'll have to see what they are, too. So, yeah, by all means, do that. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you. And as long as I'm on the line, maybe an explanation of any of the later clearings, that a brief explanation that would help everybody to know a little bit more.
Sure, that'd be great. Okay, so I'll tell you what we're going to be having up here, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So the newer clearings that will be coming up, or that's up right now, we have an orb clearing, which is a whole lifetime clearance. So we have two. We have one that's like the fly swatter for right now, and that's on the left-hand side of the website. And then we have it under current lifetime clearings, which will be the whole lifetime clearing of the orbs, okay? So the orbs, remember, are the scouts for the jellyfish. So we just know about orbs now. I think they probably became popular with the crop circles, more or less. And I think the crop circles, I know they were around pretty popular, just being buzzwords in about 10 years ago. So I'll just say that, within 10 to 15 years, we started seeing crop circles here. And that's when the orbs kind of were detected, being around those. So we have an orb clearing, which should be for the whole lifetime. We have a clearing, which is the family imprinting / courting removal. And that's underneath the heading. We have a new book out on the website that you can go to, which organizes the pages a little better here. So you can kind of go in there and check it out. And that's under disconnect psychic courting. So what this is, the family imprinting, that's going to have, I believe, your mother, father, and your brothers and sisters on this one clearing. And it's, I believe, a whole lifetime clearing. So what happens is you can get rid of the imprinting that these people are sending you, mind thoughts, probably not being good enough, and or trying to have them run their life through you. Remember, when somebody has judgments of you, it's only because you're not responding to the way they would be dealing with your lifetime, okay? So the example would be, let's say you go out to buy a new car, okay? And so you buy brand X, okay? And your other family members have brand B, okay? And you bought brand X, and they don't like that whatsoever because they're running their life thinking that it's you, and they're telling you, why did you buy this particular car? Because we would not have done it. Well, they're just judging you, but they're trying to imprint you with the judgment of you buying the wrong car, okay? So that's one way to look at that. Plus, you know, you have family morals and values, and, you know, you may not wish to belong to the same religion that they belong to any longer. So they're also sending you bad whammies, you know. So that one's that one. Next one is we have a clearing for courage. That's under special current lifetime clearings. And we have one for hope and one for jealousy. So you may want to check those out. What I'm trying to do now is, in the near future, within maybe the next couple of weeks, is put on some of these basic clearings for probably about $30 a month, so that people can get on there to move ahead. If you do have a problem right now, but you probably need the whole lifetime. But the whole thing is to get unstuck. And so that's why I highly recommend, if you are stuck in your life, you know, get on that self-empowerment clearing. Very, very good. But there are people out there who might have a lifetime of jealousy, so they want to clear that out of them. And then we have the seven generational versions of a lot of these clearings. So I'll talk about that. So what happens in the seven generational clearings, you go back, and you first have to clear this lifetime out. So you clear it out, and that typically should release you from all this stuff, whatever that clearing is for. Now, if you look at it and you say, you know, it helped, but it's I feel like I need more energy on it. It's not working well enough. Okay. So then what you do is you want to do the first seven generational clearing. And I lowered the price on that, and I think it's changed now. It's $100. It used to be $200. So I lowered it down to $100 for people because they may want to go further with it. And then from, you know, doing other generations. But normally I think the first one to seven should more than likely get you out of your situation. And so what that does, it works with you and moves up your genetic family line, okay? So it'll go through your parents, you know, and then both sides of their family, their parents, okay? So right there, your parents is two people. Next one up would be four, and then it doubles each time, okay? So if you happen to have a child, then if you have your child done, then as you do the seven generational one on them, remember, you have to do their whole lifetime first, because remember, you gave them your issues. So whatever issues you have, your children have it. May not show up right now. It might show up in the next generation. Remember, it normally skips a generation. So who you are is probably more like your grandparents, okay? So if you happen to know them, you probably might be the spitting image, we'll say, of your personalities of your grandparents, okay? Because you're mirroring back to your parents the stuff that they gave their parents. And this is the way it works. Everything's a mirror back and forth that kind of weaves in and out and skips generation. But you still gave your children their stuff. So when you do their clearing and you do the seven generational one, it'll work for them. So they get one through seven. And then you get, you know, as a second generation, you get a clearing on that. So it goes past you all the way up again. It doesn't go sideways. It does not go through brothers and sisters. They have to have their own one. And that's the way it works. Now, some people say, what if I did my daughter's child? Well, that would be great. You do your daughter's child, we'll say. And then your daughter gets a clearing from the seventh generation. But they have to... The clearing will work for them, but not as effectively unless they do their whole lifetime. But it'll still move up. And then it'll work from them to you. So you're now, you know, the third one, you see. So it just keeps on moving up the line. So this is a good way to do clearings on yourself and helping out your family. It could possibly go sideways, but normally not, okay, because it's designed to go straight up your genetic line. Because your genetics are what you're dealing with. But the way it could go sideways is the fact that once you have a genetic program released from you and it tries to resonate from, say, your sister or brother to your parents, okay, then more than likely, since your parents were cleared, it may not be as effective because they may be attempting to reinforce that into your brother or sister. So once that energy is released, and if they're the actual poker to poke your brother or sister to have them react to that, it may be released somewhat because their charge is off on it. If they're the actual one that's going to be doing, you know, that type of process. So, but normally, you know, it's not going to help them, but it could slightly, but mainly, you know, it goes up straight up. So, I hope that helped you. I'll talk about the new one, the alien blood barcode. Okay, that one just came up. So that does a lot. It takes away the alien blood barcode that you have. It takes away the waste products from the blood. It takes away the odd harmonics. And I think there might be one other clearing on there. I know we have spirit infusion in there. But it's a wonderful clearing. And so if you do feel kind of sluggish, like you've been poisoned, maybe your blood's not working properly, that clearing may help you. Along with that, you may even want to do the other clearing, which deals with your circulatory system. So that clearing is very good, too. And both of those work very well. And that's on the left-hand side of the website, too. And we have a billboard clearing. That one's new. That one's $20 for the month. Wonderful clearing. That one allows you to find out, you have to ask yourself what your problems are, okay, what your addictions are. or whatever stuff you're dealing with. And you look at your billboard, and sure enough, you're probably transmitting that to everybody who's in your life. So you go walking down the street, you see 200 people, they're reading you psychically. Okay? Now, it may not be obvious to those people, because they're not necessarily in the reading mode, but if they were doing a reading, that's what they're going to read. Go to a psychic reader, how do they read you? They read your psychic billboard, and they tell you what's on there, and which is also connected to what's going to happen to you in your life. So that's a good way to look at it. So you can figure out what your problems are, and then you can put it down, and you do one at a time, you release it, and then you put on the next one what you want to have in its place. And you do that for yourself as you're creating your billboard. There's also other people probably helping you write one, maybe another billboard possibly, and then you have an alien billboard. So there's actually six clearings there. And you can just copy and paste the same thing in each one of those. So we have a caller on. I heard a beep. Someone out there?
Yeah. Hi, Ron.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, this is Alexander from San Francisco, California.
Hi, Alexander.
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good.
Hi. First of all, I just wanted to thank you so much for the kidney clearing that you did at the beginning of the show. Because for the past 3 days, I've had really bad pain in my back and my kidneys, and I went on the free pain clearing, and it didn't work. But as soon as you released the snakes, all the pain was gone immediately. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. So, you know, like, you know, for most people listening, they don't know what I'm talking about, or they're kind of confused and it sounds kind of weird, but you know, the proof's in the pudding. So I'm really happy that you called in to express that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really good.
I was actually.
And thank you for mentioning the pain clearing. That's a free clearing. So the pain probably should not be touched because these things were still biting you, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, I've actually been listening to this.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I've actually been listening to your show here for 9 months, and I just was able to get enough money now to get onto the emotional clearing, the billboard clearing, and the alien attack removal for a week, and I did that all for $120 last Thursday. So that's really great.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, the billboard clearing, I think I started using it before you talked about it on the radio, and I think I might have done some things wrong on that. How would I remove, because I didn't type it in right.
Okay, yeah, go in there and just see what you, you know, what your issues are, because, you know, you may have stopped transmitting that as you changed, you know, your program.
Yeah.
Remember, this is like a program that you're running, so just by making a mistake on it doesn't affect you that much because you can just redo it. So just go back in there and type in what you want to have.
Just redo it then, okay.
Yep, yeah, just go in there and redo it. And when it was first put up, we only had two boxes, now we have six.
I noticed that, yeah.
Yeah, so that's grew a little bit here. So how does that clearing work for you, since you're on about that, and what do you like about it?
Well, it's a really nice tool. I haven't got a chance really to use it that much yet, but I actually noticed, though, when I type things in, my friends respond differently to me, and they kind of know where I'm coming from a little bit differently. Like, they know, I can tell that they know it's up there, you know?
Oh, that's good. So, you sound pretty young. Are you, like, under 20, or?
Yeah.
Oh, I
actually just turned 18 about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, happy birthday.
So, yeah, thank you. It's pretty hard to get the money because I don't have a job, and I'm still in high school to get the money, but I, you know, it's worth it. It's still, I mean, I just want to thank you because you're pretty much the only person in the whole world who has a chance to really save humanity. You know, they show superheroes in movies, and they always try to depict this one man who can save the world. In reality, when that person really comes, no one pays attention. And it sucks for you because gone through a whole life of negativity, and you have the chance now to save, to free the enslavement on humanity, and no one's listening, basically.
Yeah, that's the way it was with Jesus also. So,
yeah.
Tell you what, since you had a birthday and you're 18, let's go to the light ship. So we'll
Thank
give
you
a birthday party in the food court. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So this is a treat here for everybody online. We're going to go to the light ship right now, and this will only work right now live. But you will feel the energy if you're listening to an archive. So here we go. So going up, and this is for Alexander. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We're on the light ship now. We'll go to the food court, and we're going to have some cake. Now, the cake they give us is just a little piece, you know, maybe a half an inch square of that. It's not much, but it's very high potency. So what kind of cake would you like to have for everybody?
How about chocolate?
Chocolate, okay. You want like a whipped cream on it or anything, or strawberries? It's your choice.
Strawberries, yeah.
Okay, so a chocolate cake with strawberries. Want some hot chocolate?
How about a fruit that...
How about some kiwis?
How about a fruit that's not from this planet?
Okay. Okay, here we go. This one here kind of looks like a banana, and it's green and it glows, okay? So this is now going to be, there's three pieces of this on the top of your little half-inch square piece of cake, okay? So here we go, and this chocolate cake is what they produce up there. That's a, kind of like a simulation of what we have here. It won't be exactly chocolate, but here we go. Going up, bringing it to us now. So it's going to come into our hand now, on our probably on our index finger. It's coming into our mouth underneath our tongue. And you might feel your saliva changing. And they'll sing to you, happy birthday. So they're doing that now. And I'll bring the energy in for that. So we'll count to 10 to bring it in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So how does that feel, Alexander? Can you taste it?
Oh, it's great. Thank you.
Okay.
I also had a healing request. I was wondering if we can sample the parental imprinting energies sample.
Sure, okay. So we'll come back from the light ship right now. Let's have some seconds
Thank
here.
You.
So we'll have seconds on it. Here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. So they will sing in English here to us here. So we're actually hearing the happy birthday. And let's come back now. So we're coming back. So I'll count to 5. You know, feel the energy shift around everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll do parental imprinting. So this is like according or just the way they want you to live your life. You probably all understand that. If you have parents that kind of nag you, sometimes they nag you until they're no longer living here. So here we go. Let's work with our mothers right now. So you don't have to think of an issue. If you want, you can. But there's so many things. Remember, you don't know what they're thinking in their head when you're not around them. So here we go. Mother energy, I'll count to 10 to release that. This will be for the last week. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we'll do Father. Here we go. Father's imprinting, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. So, Like I thought I said earlier, maybe I didn't, but the birthday party will not work for people listening on the archive, but they will feel the energy. So do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have a brother, yes.
Okay, well, we'll take away that imprinting. So anyone else can choose. So we'll do brothers first, and we'll do sisters for everybody listening. So here we go, brother energies. This is the cording, a parental cording, or brother-sister cording imprinting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And for your sisters, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So what this does is take away
wow.
the mind control that they're connecting to you to live their life through you, because they have their desires for you, which maybe is for them, for your best interest, but it kind of keeps you, you know, tangled up in the mind energy of the family. So this is what this clearing does. So how
thank
was that,
Alexander? Thank you so much, Ron. Thank you. I've had a rough week, so that was really helpful. And I've also wanted the light shift. I've wanted to do that, but I haven't had the courage to call until now. So thank you a lot for that. And
okay.
I got to say, when you I was listening to an archive of 2007, and you did this clearing that released the emotional body off us entirely for a couple seconds, and that's what actually got me to do the emotional body full lifetime clearing the next day, and it felt practically the same. I felt lighter. I felt almost stronger because I could move faster. There's less weight or heaviness on me almost, and I just feel great now. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Okay, so thank you for calling.
Okay. See you, Ron. Thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
So, Sylvia, we could probably, we have the 8-hour call coming up this Sunday and the following Sunday for the intensive that we have, getting rid of alien life forms, parasitic life forms, critters out of us. You want to add anything to that?
Well, let's see. About the calls, there's a lot of things that go on. In addition to the aspect of the removals of all of these alien energies that are affecting us, because while our bodies, the infected parts, are in the quarantine area getting cleared, also the rest of the light ship is there, and there are clearings on the light ship itself that help with healing. There's a lot of incredible water activation, so the light beings will actually throughout the whole 8-hour time be activating different waters for different purposes. For example, they might infuse water with the energy of gold or the energy of silver, or you know, the silver water is really amazing in getting rid of infections and things like that. Lots of different energies that they will use the water for healing, and it's just incredible. So a lot goes on. It's hard to explain it all, but when you come on, then you see how intensively these light beings are working to clear these energies out of you and also rebuild, you know, your blueprint and your natural state of health. So it's pretty mind-boggling the kinds of work that they do and all the different treatment rooms and things that they have available, the modalities that they will utilize to assist you in your healing. So it's phenomenal. But I think I heard a beep, so is anyone on the line?
Yes, hi, I'm Larry. How are you, Sylvia and Ron?
Hi, doing good.
Great, wonderful. So Ron, what I see right now is that the way they're abducting us is that between our body and our auric field, between right outside the skin area around our physical body, they create a pocket, a vacuum, and then they suck us out into the parallel planet. And that's what I see that they're doing. That's
yeah.
what I've seen, that they're doing it like that.
Yeah, that could be very, very possible. That's why when I get the skin clearing up, it might be harder for them to do that because they won't be able to connect to us. Remember, they connect to our thoughts.
Uh-huh.
They connect to our cells and our body.
Uh-huh.
And that's the cellular memory. And that's how you get dreams and get into the parallel universes. But they have to start with something. They have to create
uh-huh.
something. for you to connect to. So if we start getting rid of this stuff, it may be easier. So, yeah.
So what is that clearing?
I'm bringing a skin clearing out at some point here, probably within a couple of weeks.
Oh, okay.
Not out yet.
Okay, good. And could we get a clearing for that today?
Yeah, I can do a sample here. And
okay.
I'll just talk briefly about the crown chakra. I missed that one up here on the fast chat. The crown chakra one that disconnects and puts all the energy inside of you. So instead of your chakras leaking energy like a garden hose out or a big sprinkler, especially your crown, where the aliens can come into your crown chakra, it cuts it off so that you're able to have more peace and you feel like you are contained inside of your body, like in a little space suit, instead of being all over the place. So this is what the chakra thing does. So here we go. We'll do a skin clearing here, a sample of that here. I guess I'll work on the whatever you want to work on. Just pick a body location. So I was going to pick arms for people. But if you want to do something else, go ahead. So here we go. We're going to see if we can close off some of that energy here. So I'll count to 10. This will just be a quick sample. It may only last for about 15 minutes here, but at least you can feel it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So see how that feels. For myself, I'm feeling like I feel like I'm shrink-wrapped on my skin. And that's also one of the clearings of the chakra clearing is you have the shrink wrap on there, I believe. So that clearing is nice to do because it takes your body energy and holds it to you. So what I'm feeling on my arms is like I've been shrink wrapped, and I feel like they're very my arms feel a little heavier than what they did before, probably because they're leaking energy.
Okay.
So, thank you for calling, Larry. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you for being our sponsor the other day here.
Oh, thank you. That was a pleasure.
Okay. So, our time is about ending here. So, this is Ron Amatron, creationlightship.com is the website. We have our 8-hour call this coming Sunday, 8-hour conference call. And by all means, come on the Q&A. This Friday, so we'll be signing off here. Thank you, Sylvia, for being with us today. So blessings, everybody. And at 8 o'clock PST Friday, we have our Q&A on a conference call line. Bye, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Blessings.